U.S. Senator Tom Tillis is used to fielding a lot of questions. It goes with the job. But a lot of questions in the last 2 weeks have concerned his health since he passed out during a road race in Washington, D.C.
Well, I ran the fastest 2.5 mile pace of my life. Unfortunately, it was a 3 mile race.
As you can tell, Tillis says he's fine. He says he just didn't hydrate properly. Of course, Tillis still gets asked about President Trump, Russia, health care, and immigration, all topics he addressed with WFAE's David Borax in this interview.
We've got an unconventional president, someone who's never served in public office before, and it was those unconventional tactics that made him win a primary and a general against everybody's odds. So he's doing things a little bit differently, and I think some of them are disruptive in a positive way. What we've got to do, though, is get back to what we promised the American people, pass a health care bill that makes sense, that's sustainable, pass tax reform, and do the basics that I think that the American people are expecting out of this administration and this Congress.
Well, there are a lot of distractions from policymaking in Washington right now, and one of them is Russia. And I wonder, do you believe that Russia played a role in helping to get the president elected? And any concerns about these investigations that are going on?
I don't know that there's any evidence that Russia played a role in getting him elected, but there's plenty of evidence suggesting that they're intervening in elections in the United States, in France, and other parts of the world. They've done it for years. They're just more sophisticated now, and it is something that we have to hold Russia accountable for. But to go so far as to say they actually affected the outcome of the election, I don't see any evidence to substantiate that. It makes great headlines, but there's no real evidence behind it.
Well, your party won control of both Congress and the White House last fall, and that boded well for getting the Republican agenda passed. But with all these distractions, the Russia investigation, the White House firings and all of that, I read a headline recently, the Christian Science Monitor, Republicans control all of Washington. Why aren't they winning more? I just wonder, what do you think are the prospects for getting some work done during this term?
Well, I think we'll have to start with the two bills where 51 votes are necessary through reconciliation. Those are going to be partisan measures because the minority has staked themselves out and said that they're not going to come to the table on those two issues. But fairly quickly, we need to get to bipartisan work. I don't believe that the election last year was a Republican mandate. I think it was a mandate for results. The fact of the matter is, we lost two Senate seats, we lost House seats. And I think that we were given an opportunity to work with this president to produce results, but the American people's patience and their willingness to support us again is going to be based on what we do, not what we talk about from this point forward.
So one of those key issues is repealing Obamacare. That was the platform. You said any replacement must be an improvement. The CBO has now scored this. It definitely cuts costs, but it also could end up taking 23 million people off the insurance rolls. What do you think is the ideal replacement for this, and can it happen in the next couple of years?
Without getting too technical, the CBO has to score measures in isolation. So the CBO cannot talk about the hundreds of regulations that are likely to be revised in the Department of Health and Human Services that is outside of this bill. This bill just more or less pours the foundation. And so we have to be willing to accept a short-term brow-raising response to a CBO score if in the long term we think that we find a way to cover those 20, 23 million people, maybe not the way that Obamacare did, but in a way that's sustainable. Since Obamacare was passed in North Carolina, premiums have gone up about 170%. They're about to go up 23% again next year. That is not a sustainable clip. It will cost the government more, it will cost individuals more, and I believe people will get sicker in the long term because they won't be able to afford to use the insurance that they may be able to manage to buy except for catastrophic conditions. So it's a problem that we have to solve.
You mentioned the 23% increase in Blue Cross Blue Shield has announced. They've actually said the reason that they're asking for that large of an increase is because of uncertainty about federal subsidies that are part of Obamacare here right now, and there's an answer for that. Do you think that the Republicans are creating this uncertainty?
Look at the last 2 years. Blue Cross posted for their individual policies, and this is what we're talking about. That's one thing that's important here. We're not talking about group employment. Group insurance will continue to be offered the way it's offered today with some price increases. We're not talking about Medicare. We're not even talking about baseline Medicaid. What we're talking about is this 20 or 30 million people that need a health care solution. But Blue Cross Blue Shield lost almost $400 million in the individual market last year. So if they'd priced their premiums to actually match their costs, they would have had a 40 or 50% increase in the past just to cover the underlying costs that they can't sustain with the current program.
Well, and just to be clear, where do you stand on the House plan?
On the House plan, it's their best effort to get the votes that they need to send us something. The Senate plan will probably be instructed by the House plan, but it will be different in certain areas. I think particularly as it relates to getting the right balance between expansion and non-expansion states and making sure that the programs that we're going to enable the state governments to implement are sustainable.
So let's talk about immigration, another big issue. One of the first things Trump did was sign those executive orders that has caused a big uproar. You and other Republicans signed a letter that said it was unacceptable and you were concerned about it. What does the U.S. need to do on immigration, and do you think Congress can pull it off?
I think we need to get smart on immigration. We need to take a look at vetting policies, which makes sense. We need to know the backgrounds of people coming to this country, particularly in refugee programs. You know, let's lower the temperature. Let's take a look at the circumstances of the populations that are trying to get into the United States and come up with predictable, fair, sustainable immigration policies, whether it's visas, work visas, guest worker programs, or some of these refugee visas.
So again, what are the prospects for this Congress passing immigration reform?
I think that we've got a good shot if we have the right balance. We need to have border security. Let's pass border security, marry it up with other sorts of work visa and other programs, and solve the problem. Democrats and Republicans have been talking about this for four decades, and they've all failed, all of them, dating back to Ronald Reagan when he made the mistake of granting amnesty to some 3 million people. The problem's gotten worse. We just need to, you know, check the ideological polls at the door, get people to come together and come up with bipartisan sustainable immigration reform. I'd give it better than even odds that we can get it done, which are big odds in D.C.
That's U.S. Senator Tom Tillis talking to WFAE's David Borax. One correction from that interview, Senator Tillis said Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina lost almost $400 million on the Obamacare exchange last year. It was actually $38 million. Blue Cross did lose about $400 million over the previous 2 years. The interview was conducted with the assistance of UNC-TV and its North Carolina channel. UNC-TV filmed the interview. You can watch it at WFAE.org.